here's a story from The World.
Some hopeful news out of Afghanistan. The Taliban have agreed to resume polio vaccinations in the country. That's a big shift. Public health workers have had difficulties trying to get vaccines to people in Taliban-controlled areas. Now, as the world's Shirin Jafari reports, health experts see this opening as a chance to eradicate the disease altogether.
Health workers carrying coolers with polio vaccines knock on the door of a house in a remote area in Afghanistan. They exchange a few words with one mother, and then they squeeze a couple of drops of vaccine into the mouth of a baby. This is from a promotional video put out by Polio Free Afghanistan, an initiative with the goal of eradicating the disease in the country. A couple of drops of vaccine in an infant's mouth is all it takes to help prevent the spread of polio. But in Afghanistan and neighboring Pakistan, vaccine drives have been severely disrupted. Conflict and mistrust among the public have hampered past efforts. Now there seems to be an opening. Last week, the United Nations and the World Health Organization announced that the Taliban have agreed to let vaccination drives continue.
This is the really good opportunity to finally eradicate polio from Afghanistan and Pakistan, and as such, from the world.
Dr. Hamid Jafri is the WHO's director of polio eradication in the region.
Vaccination efforts have missed a lot of children in both Afghanistan and Pakistan. In Afghanistan, you know, we were not able to consistently vaccinate in 3.3 million children for 3.5 years. And in Pakistan also, there are areas where still many children are being missed.
In the past, health workers faced serious security threats when they went door to door to administer vaccines. Extremist groups in Afghanistan and Pakistan labeled them as dangerous foreign agents.
Unknown gunmen killed 3 female polio vaccination health workers in the Afghan city of Jalalabad on Tuesday.
That was in March of this year. And just 3 months later, another 4 polio vaccine workers were killed and 3 injured in separate attacks. The wave of violence in Afghanistan led officials there to suspend the polio eradication drive, leaving millions of children at risk of contracting a preventable disease. Salam al-Janabi, UNICEF's representative in Afghanistan, says the recent agreement with the Taliban is significant because they have now agreed to allow female vaccine workers to take part too.
You cannot do house-to-house vaccination campaigns without our female colleagues and our female staff being part of these campaigns.
It's crucial to have women participate because they often can get better access to mothers and their babies, especially in the more conservative parts of the country. But as hopeful as the news about the polio drive is, Afghanistan is facing a larger humanitarian challenge ahead. When the Taliban took over in August, the U.S. froze roughly $9.5 billion of the country's assets. That's because some members of the Taliban leadership are on U.S. and European sanctions lists. As a result, Afghanistan's health sector is struggling now, says Salam al-Janabi of UNICEF.
Primary and secondary health facilities have collapsed. I mean, we are seeing children who are really in desperate need of treatment for severe acute malnutrition, and health facilities are not able to provide it.
Today, the UN described the overall humanitarian situation in Afghanistan as a countdown to catastrophe. More than half of Afghanistan's population is facing acute hunger with harsh winter months ahead. Taliban officials are urging the international community to give them access to the frozen funds. But the U.S. and others want commitments from the Taliban in return, for example, that they allow high school girls to go back to school. In the meantime, Salam al-Janabi of UNICEF says aid organizations are doing what they can.
As long as we are able to continue these conversations at all levels, we will try and find ways to deliver the necessary and life-saving aid for children, for girls, as we can, while the bigger politics gets sorted out.
In the short term, this winter could turn out to be very difficult for many people in Afghanistan. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.